Hello everyone, this time I'll be playing a game called Ponty's Escape. This is a game which, honestly I don't remember where I downloaded this game, but...
Folder view list, games shortcut 20... B. Paladin of the Sky 26...
This is kind of an adventure-like game, it's a bit hard to describe.
B. Oh. Ponty's Escape 12 of 78...
But, basically what you have to do is... escape a cave, and there are all kind of traps, and it's a really unique game. I mean, I don't think there's any other audio game like this, though I might be wrong. Let me explain about it a bit more, then we'll actually start. You start out in a cave. Now, this is something which I took time getting used to. This is not a game in which the audio focus moves with you. Like, your footsteps are not in the center of your speakers. The center of your speakers is the center of the map. So the south edge of the map is the loudest. So as you go further to the north, your footsteps get quieter. And I guess you could say that you're looking in from the south center point of the map. Meaning that if your character is to the south left or southwest, then you'll hear it loud but very to the left. Whereas if it's northwest, you'll hear it very quietly and to the left. So, this took me a bit of time to get used to. What you're trying to do is look around the map, find a key, and go through a door. So, how exactly you have to do this? Is it on the squares or on the cave? By the way, the cave is randomly sized. There's the minimum and maximum length and width limit, but I don't remember what it is. Anyway, on... somewhere on the cave floor there's a key, but you don't know where the key is unless you use cheats, but I'll get to that later. So you have to walk around, and you'll know when you step on a square which contains the key, so you'll have to do that. Now you are timed. Each level has a different time length. The first level is 10 minutes, second level is, I don't remember, but there are three levels like this. And honestly, it's a bit hard to explain. It's really recommended to read the readme in this game because you won't know what you're doing. But the basic goal is to walk on each square. And there are also mines which will explode if you step on them. So don't step on those. But if you step on a mine, you have a randomly determined amount of time. Each level has a different time to deactivate the mine. So... what you have to really do is you have to be careful, because on the last level you have very less time, so you shouldn't walk too fast. That's another thing, you can walk as fast as you want because you don't hold down the key in this game, you tap it. And also sometimes you randomly get put into traps where you can't avoid them. It's just when you're put into the trap you have to jump. Now the problem is whenever you jump you get put to a random location, so it's really hard to systematically search for the key. But what I like to do is take note of where I am at all times, mentally keep a count, and if I get into a trap I just walk back to the square I was in originally and keep searching from there. Anyway, enough of me talking, let me actually open the game.
Zpy, Audacity 10 of 78. B. Ponty's Escape 12 of 78.
Okay.
Ponty's Escape.
Ponte's Games. 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 Games.
So that's the logo.
Welcome to Ponty's Escape. Main menu. New game. And test speak. Read the help file.
So this is the main menu. Also, this game uses like an auto detecting. So this screen reader on, it switches to that screen reader. But if there's no screen reader, it uses SAPI. Since I have NVDA on, it's using NVDA. So.
New game.
New game.
Enter cheat code.
Enter cheat code. Cheat codes you get when you beat the game, though I will be covering them at the end of the video.
Test speakers.
Test speakers. Let's just do this.
Left. Center.
Oops, and I'm...
right.
And I am wearing my headphones, or my earphones, the wrong way. Okay, that's better.
And test... read the help file.
Then you have read the help file. This is really recommended, but of course I won't be going through this here.
Exit.
And exit. Pretty
new
simple.
Game.
And And I like the music here, by the way. So let's click on new game.
Level 1, escape from cave.
Okay, so now you put on level 1 and your default is facing north.
East.
So if you tap the right or left arrow, you turn by 45 degrees. My strategy is to turn to east, which is right. Oh, that's a mine. East. That's a mine. Sorry, I don't. This game does not have pause switch. Let me actually go
southeast.
Back.
East.
And I don't remember which keystroke it is to use.
VLC.
Oops, what? Oh. Oops. Hold on. Hopefully, I'm still recording. What is that?
Ponte's Escape Row 1. OBS 26.1. Ponte's Escape Row 1. Ponte. Southeast. East.
Okay, let me just close the game and open it again.
We want you back. VLC. VLC
what
Media Player
Win. What was happening there? I don't know.
Folder View List.
Ponte's the game never did that to me before, sorry. But unfortunately, the game does not have a pause feature. So, as you could hear, I turned east. So, I had to press right arrow twice to do it. Since I was facing north. Then I was walking forward. You use up arrow to walk forward. And I heard a mine. So, I deactivated it. So, I'm sorry, I didn't explain the controls. Left and right arrows are used to turn by 45 degrees. Up arrow is used to walk forward. Control up arrow is used to jump, but you can't jump unless you're in a trap. Spacebar is used to deactivate mine or pick up a key or whatever. It's like enter in most games, the button which you use to do most actions. But this is the unique thing about the game. If you press spacebar when you're not, when you can't do any action, you lose a health point. You have 5 health points. And if you lose all 5 health points, you lose a life. I know it's kind of unreasonable to some. Still, if you couldn't do that, you could just spam space on each square. So I understand why you did that. And yeah, that's the controls. Sorry if I wasn't able to give a good introduction on this one. Because honestly, this game is really, really hard to understand. At least it was for me.
See, Audacity 10 of 7. Ponte's Escape 12 of 78.
Okay, Ponte's Escape. I'll open that again.
Welcome to Ponte. Main. Enter cheat code. New game.
Okay, new game.
Level 1. Northeast.
Okay, that's the door. We can't do anything with that yet. But I'll remember what that is. That's the one that we need a wall.
North. Northwest.
I'm walking.
Space.
Well, there was a mine and I pressed space to deactivate it. I'll turn sleep mode on.
Sleep mode on. Southwest. Oops. West. North. 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 East.
But I'll explain more about the levels in a bit. Oh, that's a trap. So I have to jump up. Where am I?
16x8. North.
Whoa.
North. East. South. South. Southeast, west.
Okay.
Southeast. 15x3.
So,
nothing here.
C to check your coordinates.
North, north, west.
T to check your time.
8 minutes and 59 seconds remaining. West.
D to check your direction. Whoa. Huh?
Southwest. South. West. 7x5. Northwest. What? South. South. Southwest.
Oh.
Northeast.
Oh, that's lucky. That's the key. So press space to pick up the key.
South. Southeast. West.
Northwest. And remember the door somewhere
southeast.
Over here.
East. Southwest.
Okay. I'll actually risk a trap and pause a bit here. After you exit this level, you'll be put in a bonus level, and in that way you just have to run to the end of the tunnel. You just have to keep pressing up arrow as fast as you can. There are 2 lives there, randomly placed, and you can pick up those lives, but you have a really short time. I'm terrible at these, by the way. So there are 3 levels with bonus levels between level 1 and level 2 and level 2 and level 3. I'll get to what's after that. And I expected a trap to come
southwest,
sooner or later.
West.
But
south.
One thing I don't remember if this game has a pause feature, does it? Let me check.
Pause up.
Oh, excellent. It does have pause because it's all been foolish all this time. I'm sorry, it's been a very long time since I played the game.
Southwest. South. East.
Oh, oops.
West.
Okay, press space.
Yes!
Now that is a really cool exiting sound. I love that sound. Okay. Anyways, I won't have much time to talk. I'll tell you the live sound, but nothing much I can talk.
Bonus level. Skip the tunnel.
That was a life. Okay, space. Okay. Yes, I actually did it. Now, if you don't do that bonus level in the correct amount of time, you lose a life.
Level 2. Escape from water.
Okay.
Pause up.
I just remembered there are a few other things which I didn't say. And first of all... Oh.
Sleep mode off. Duck. No ducking.
No ducking.
Sleep mode
okay.
off.
Okay. Anyway. So, now this is the water level. And pretty cool ambience. I must say the sound design of this game is fantastic. Except maybe for the tunnel footsteps. But seriously, the sound design of this game is fantastic. Anyway. Now this is the water level. And... Oh, this is level 2. And... Here the footstep sounds and the ball hitting sounds are different. They're different for each level. But the goal is always the same. And yeah. So let me explain that bonus level just a bit more. I had to run to the end of the tunnel by just pressing up arrow. I was careful not to tap it too fast because turning around wastes precious time and I wanted both those lives. And after I got the lives, and after I reached the end of the tunnel, I had to press space to open the door. So, yeah. And I'll just unpause the game.
Northeast.
That's the door.
North. Northwest.
Oops. That's why you don't ever go too fast. I hardly had time to turn around for that mine.
North, north, northeast, east. Huh? 2x3, east. 3x3.
Also, I don't think the northeast and southeast now don't need to. I don't think they need to exist because honestly, I beat this game twice and I never used them at all. And they've just been a nuisance.
North.
Except sometimes when I quickly want to get to the southwest part, but. Oh, oops.
Northeast. East.
Oh, God.
South. South. East. South. South. Southwest, west.
That's too 36 bad.
36x4.
Then I have to lose a life like that. Okay, I think we're more careful from here. I don't want to lose another life. If you deactivate all, if all 10 mines vanish, whether they explode or deactivate.
5x3, southwest, north, north.
You automatically get north, the east. Key and a life, so.
West.
So if you ever need, you know, have some time, you can north, go north, and.
Northeast.
Deactivate them all if you want to. And trust me, for a later level, lives are essential. Hopefully I can get there. But with this game, you never know.
North, northwest. 43x1. North, north. Northeast, east. Southwest.
Okay.
North, northeast.
And the reason I do like this, as you might know, is because I played Snakes and Ladders a long time ago. And I always liked that strategy of going left to right, then up once, then back right to left.
North, northwest.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. But it's true.
4 minutes and 53 seconds remaining.
Oh, I'm running out of time. Oh.
Northeast. East. Southeast. East. West.
Oh god, that's not fair.
29x5, northwest, west.
Okay, that is absolutely not fair.
West. South.
Okay, let me just leave. I don't care about the extra life. Because in this game, if you run out of time, you don't lose a life. You just lose the game.
Yes!
Wow, I love that sound. I don't know why.
Bonus level. Skip the tunnel.
Okay, good. I have many lives. I need those.
Level 3. Northeast.
Okay, so this is the forest. And this...
4 minutes and 56 seconds
here
remaining.
Here the time is really short.
4 minutes
short,
and 56 seconds
honestly.
Remaining.
And the mine timers are short. So, level 3, this is the last level like this, is very, very hard. So, let me briefly talk about what happens after level 3, because I may not make it there, to be honest. Your character, having escaped all the caves, now needs to run away from this place by catching a train. You have to jump when the train is in the center. So, oops, what is the center? So, walk slowly and carefully here. Walk slowly and carefully here. Oops.
9x5, south. 9x5, nothing here.
Oops.
Northwest, north, northwest. North, east. X3. Mine. North, northwest. 39x1. Northeast. North, east. West. 46x1. South. North, northeast, west.
And the reason I did that was to see how wide the field was. Okay, come on, where's the key? The key, the key.
North, northeast.
Come on, I'm running out of time, please.
38x10, southwest, west, south, southeast, west.
And yes, this game is partly dependent on luck.
North, northwest.
Good, I'm finding mines.
2 minutes. One north. 1x7 northeast.
Okay, this is bad.
6x10 west, northwest, south, southeast, west. 1x7 north, northeast.
This is bad. I think I'm gonna die here.
West.
And I think there's a bug. Two mines are stacked on top of each other.
1x8. North. 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 Deep. 1 minute and 49 seconds remaining.
Oh, this is bad. Yes, there's no way I'm making it.
32x14. South.
Two
southeast.
Mines.
East. North.
Right now, the best sound I could ever hear is the noise of the key. God. I need to stop doing that.
North, northwest.
But it doesn't now. It hardly matters, does it?
1 minute at north, east. North, west.
Oh yes!
South.
No! No!
0 minutes and 48 seconds. Southwest, west, south.
Yes.
West.
I may make it.
North. North. East. West.
Yes! Oh god. Oh my god.
Yes!
Nothing that intense has ever happened to me in this game. Oh god.
Congratulations. You managed to escape. Now run away by train. When you hear the signal, jump.
I don't think you can pause here, which is too bad. But when you hear the train in the middle, you hear the signal. Now, this is a bit misleading because you should not jump when you hear the signal. You should jump, I mean, your jump and the signal should be timed. So, what I do is forget the signal and just focus on when I hear it in the center. Thank God. Thank God. I know I wasted a jump, but I don't care. And if you miss the train, you lose a life. Now the next part. I'll explain this later. Hang on, I can't pause. But basically, there are people shooting at you, and you have to use the shield. Now, if you hear the sound from the left, you use left arrow, and if you hear it from in the center, you use up arrow, and right is right arrow. You have to hold the key until you hear this, until you hear that sound. At least I believe that's what you have to do. Come on, this is getting boring. What? What? No, 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 no. That is not fair. What? That was my up arrow key acting up. I pressed up arrow. That was my up arrow key acting up. No pun intended. But I lost a life, but I still won. Excellent. This is my third time beating the game. I don't remember this for the first time.
Congratulations. You have just escaped.
Yes.
You are the best. A gift from us. All cheat codes have been copied into clipboard. Main menu.
Okay, so all cheat codes have been copied, but I don't actually need that. Because I already have a notepad file of all cheats. And no, I did not get this to cheat. I got this to look at all codes that are there and maybe watch them a bit. Though I will be showing off... Well, I don't think I'll be showing off all the cheats, each with its own entire game, but I will be showing you what each cheat does and how it works. I mean, and I will be opening the game to, except for one. what it's called, the train will go with me, and that just means that you don't have to manually get into the train. I can't show you that because I don't want to run through all the levels again. Everything else, I'll just quickly do a demo. No,
Ponte's Escape 12, C. Cycle Path 4, C. Cheats.txt 54 of 78. Yes. Cheats.txt Notepad. Text, it is hard to die. Where is the key?
Okay, one is called Where is the Key?
Ponte's Escape Row 1 Columns. Enter cheat code. Enter cheat code. Enter cheat code and press
Oh, this is something kind of annoying. Hold on.
Sleep mode off. Caps lock off.
Now, this is one annoying thing. You have to press W with a capital. It's very annoying, but yeah.
W. A. E. E. Space. K. E. Y.
And you have to add a question mark at the end.
Question.
Otherwise, it won't work.
Activated.
Ponte's Escape. New game.
Okay.
Enter cheat code.
And and you can only have one cheat code activated, by the way. Now, if you start new game with this, let me turn sleep mode back on so I don't accidentally interrupt it. Now, if you start a new game with this, you hear?
The key is at 27x15.
Okay, so you hear that. So you can just go to 27x15.
North, east.
Like.
23x1. Nothing here. North. 28x northeast.
I want a demo there. But yeah, you can just go there, and I unfortunately forgot where it was. And I really don't know how to get back to the main menu, so I'll have to relaunch the game.
We want you back. Cheats.txt. No. Folder view list. Cheats.txt.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to do this.
Planet Saga 6.
But I don't think I'll actually show all the cheat codes because that'll just take too long. I will show you one final thing though before I leave. Or before I end.
Enter
the
code.
Message, if you code. Misspell the code, is really weird. Listen.
Code. Ponte's
Escape.
Oops.
Oh, hold
enter
on.
Cheat code.
Hold on.
Sleep mode on. Enter cheat code misspelled. Aren't you capable without it?
Yeah. Aren't you capable without it? No, that's kind of ironic because if you're not capable without it, you can never get it. So.
Exit. Goodbye.
So that's Ponte's Escape.
Ponte's
I know it's a really short game, but it's a really cool game. Honestly, I got this with another game, Mortal Maze, but Mortal Maze I didn't like at all. Ponte's Escape is absolutely brilliant in my opinion. So yeah, that's Ponte's Escape. It's brilliant as an arcade game. Let me correct what I said. It's brilliant as an arcade game. If you're looking for a long adventure, because the readme is kind of a bit misleading when it talks about adventures. I mean, if you're looking for a very long, very epic adventure, I don't know if this is for you, but honestly, I've killed hours on this game. And I've gotten pretty frustrated by it too. I can many times make it up to the train level, but it never let me get past the train level. Because, like I said, the thing is kind of misleading. You don't have to jump right after the signal comes. You have to jump so your jump is in timing with the signal. So honestly, the signal doesn't really help that much, for me at least, unless you have insane reaction skills. Honestly, I feel like that message could be a bit better worded, because I don't know if the signal is really very important.
Cheats.txt Notepad Row 1 Column 1, VLC Media, OBS 26.1.0, yes. OBS 26.1.06.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this recording. Next time, I might be covering a game called Night of Parasite. So, look forward to that.